USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Many businesses in California are frustrated with Governor Gavin Newsom. He's ordered many indoor businesses in the state to close, including bars, restaurants, movie theaters, gyms, and hair salons. He's trying to counter a surge in coronavirus cases. KNX's Frank Botek reports.
Beverly Hills hair salon owner Giuseppe Franco reopened his salon less than a month ago after a three-month shutdown at the start of the coronavirus crisis. He says California's decision to shut down many indoor businesses again, including his, is a gut punch for him, customers, and employees.
I mean, you've been knocked down two times in one round. After the third knockdown, the fight is over. There's no way I'm getting knocked down. Not now.
Franco says this unexpected announcement makes it essential that more government help is extended to employees and business owners impacted by the ongoing crisis.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The Washington Redskins announced they will retire their controversial name and Native American branding. They plan to reveal a new name immediately due to a trademark issue. The team is no longer expected to use any Native American imagery, but plans to retain its burgundy and gold colors. FedEx, Nike, and Pepsi say shareholders are asking the company to disassociate with the NFL until it changes their name. The head of one company is leaving after being outed on social media. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
A high-tech company CEO is leaving that company after a viral video of his racist rant last week, Michael Lofthouse giving a statement to Fox News. He says he's leaving Solid8 so as to prevent further harm to the company. Last week, the video was posted of the encounter between Lofthouse and an Asian family, with him swearing and yelling at the family.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
One Republican senator says more stimulus money should be coming. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Lawmakers are back in Washington, D.C. next Monday. Now, one of the big things on the agenda will be another stimulus bill. And according to Republican Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, they'll be under some time deadlines, but they should be able to get something done.
Well, there are a couple of deadlines, as you mentioned. One is the enhanced unemployment insurance benefits that run out on July 31st. The other is the Paycheck Protection Program, which has been so successful. That runs out on August 8th. That's helped keep about 50 million people on, you know, on a payroll. And in Wyoming, we had 13,000 of those loans. So, yeah, there's an urgency to get this done. A lot of different things in the components of it. The question is, should it include additional relief checks for people who have still not been able to get back to work, certainly in hard-hit industries, whether it's the service industry, the hospitality industry. You know, we did that once before, but that was at people up to $95,000. We're looking at a lower number there. And then the unemployment insurance, as you raised, these are enhanced benefits where they've been paying people $600 a week above their own state unemployment benefits.
Listen to the news anytime on our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.